We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Monday morning. The White House remains confident that President Trump's veto will stick. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
The White House is not the least bit concerned about that effort, simply because at this point, the votes are not there. Here's acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday.
Will you beat the overrun?
Yes, sir. In the House? Oh, yeah, it doesn't have a chance.
No chance?
No chance.
So the president's veto will be sustained?
It will be upheld in the House and won't have to go back to the Senate.
It was the first veto of President Trump's presidency. It followed a joint resolution by Congress to block the president's national emergency declaration for border wall funding.
At least one person has died and at least two others are missing in floodwaters that have swamped towns and farmland, washed out roads and bridges, and drowned livestock in Nebraska.
A 50-year-old man from Columbus, Nebraska, was driving his tractor to rescue stranded motorists on a county road cut off by flooding Thursday when a bridge he was crossing collapsed. James Wilkes' body was found downstream. Officials in another part of Nebraska say a Norfolk man was seen on top of his flooded car late Thursday before being swept away in the water, and another man is missing after being swept away by waters when a dam collapsed. The flooding has developed in the wake of a late winter storm that overwhelmed rivers and creeks with rain and snowmelt. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A lawsuit filed by a former Wichita police officer alleging she was discriminated against has been dismissed by a federal judge.
Tiffany Dahlquist was suing the city and two Wichita police officers, saying that she was treated differently due to her gender after a teenager reported she had hit the girl's car and failed to stop. The incident allegedly happened in September 2016. The Wichita Eagle reports Dahlquist denied sideswiping the girl's car and wasn't charged due to a lack of evidence. Dahlquist was fired in February 2017, but she was reinstated after 4 days. She later resigned, saying that her work environment had become hostile after published reports alleged that the department covered up details of the collision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man in Hutchinson has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting a sleeping man.
Judge Tim Chambers sentenced 35-year-old Quentin Moore Friday afternoon in a Reno County courtroom. Moore was convicted of shooting 42-year-old Clarence D. Allen multiple times while he slept in his bed at a 1700 block of East 30th in Hutchinson. Moore admitted to shooting Allen, who had been his on-again, off-again roommate. He won't be eligible for parole for 51 and a half years. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
With recent changes in the tax law, many people have been surprised with an unexpected tax bill. Michael Devine with the Internal Revenue Service says to find out what you need to have withheld, use the withholding calculator at IRS.gov.
It's simple to do, and I can tell you that last year I went back and checked when did I update my W-4? When I got hired 14 years ago. So it's one of those things, it's easy to forget, but if you haven't done a new W-4 or at least done a paycheck checkup, you really need to do that so that you know your taxes being withheld are what you want them to be.
When you've used the calculator, you'll need to inform your payroll representative of any changes you want to make.
Does yoga have anything to do with religion? Folks in one Georgia school district will find out soon because of a lawsuit.
The Cobb County school system sued by a former assistant principal after she introduced yoga in class during the 2014 school year. Bonnie Cole said it was a way to reduce stress for the children. Some parents didn't agree and began complaining about the practice, even holding prayer outside her office, laying hands on her class windows. The school system said there was no religious motivation behind it, but transferred Cole to another school. She is now suing for damages, including back pay, lost benefits, and legal fees and costs. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We're seeing just a few high clouds in south central Kansas this morning. Mostly sunny today with a high near 60. Tonight's going to be cloudy and cool, our low 41. Then scattered showers arrive tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday's high 59. Rain will move out Tuesday night. Then breezy and 56 for the high on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy. We've got a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 39 degrees. Steve and Ted on KNSS 735 here on a Monday morning. A fire official in Fort Lauderdale, Florida is calling it the end-all and be-all when it comes to unique calls. A Florida man dialed 911 after going to the bathroom and finding an iguana in his toilet. That's a lizard.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah. Battalion Chief Stephen Golan tells the Miami Herald the man freaked out and didn't know what to do, so he dialed the emergency number. The issue was resolved when a firefighter put on a sterile glove, reached into the bowl, fished the bright green iguana out, and released it into the wild.
Well,
department tweeted out pictures of the lizard with a caption, "Can you imagine lifting the toilet lid and finding this?" The iguana surprise.
You never know.
You just never know, especially if you're in Florida. Strange things happen.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. All right, 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. It is Monday, time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Missed you last week. You guys, several of you were in Washington, D.C. last week taking care of business, right?
We were. We're trying to get some strength in our partnerships with our federal government. Had some great meetings with not only our congressional folks, but we have found that the strategy of going directly to the different departments works pretty well.
How bad? Going cutting through some of that red tape, as they say, huh?
Absolutely.
We had you've got the city council meeting is going to be tomorrow evening instead of during the daytime. Will you be able to stay awake for that, do you think, because it's at nighttime?
It will be closing in on my bedtime since I try to get up rather early in the mornings. But it's a great way to try and accommodate different schedules and allow people to come to a council meeting that hasn't always been able to get there. And so we're trying to accommodate as many people as we can and look forward to the discussion. You know, we're really looking forward to the presentation because we're able now to release more information. Some of this stuff takes a while to put it all together. And so one of the developers in the area approached us last Friday and wanted to be a part of the presentation. And certainly all of what we're building there is going to be paid for by the development around it. So we felt like it was fitting to include that in the presentation. That will include defining more of the parking that people have been concerned about.
You, and of course, you've had the controversy. You've been answering questions about that sale of what is it, 4 acres?
And it's roughly 4 acres,
yeah,
of ground. And there's been confusion from the start. Some people misinterpreted that as 24 acres. We still have people that are misinterpreting that as more than the 4 acres. And I don't know. Hopefully we can straighten out more of that confusion tonight.
Listen, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. Hey, listen, here's something else that's come up. What's going to happen with the NBC tournament? What's going to go on with that?
The NBC tournament is going to have to shift a little bit, and everyone's known this from day one because of the new team coming. So the NBC tournament is comprised of basically a play-in week and a championship week. So play-in week's going to have to permanently be placed somewhere else. We think X Stadium is where they're looking at, and then championship week can be played at the stadium, but we won't be able to combine those 2 weeks in the new stadium. But it's a great tournament. It certainly is something that we want to make sure that the tradition continues to carry on in Wichita. And we think separating play-in week from championship week may even actually be better for the tournament.
Well, that you think that'll stay the same in the future? I mean, the league that the new team will be in may make some accommodations, or do you think that's the format you'll probably keep going as the years go by?
So I envision that's probably the format: play-in week played elsewhere, championship week played at the stadium, and we'll have the NBC Hall of Fame. That's going to be a neat place for people to visit. That's actually going to have its first permanent home there at the stadium, so looking forward to that. And I think things will get worked out. There's been some misinformation on that. You know, the NBC hasn't had offices at the baseball stadium for nearly 6 years, and they don't really need offices there, but the Hall of Fame being there and the tournament being played there will be a good thing. And then my understanding is the NBC Board of Directors voted recently to merge, or at least pursue a merge, with the Sports Commission. So, you know, that changes everything also.
How did you enjoy St. Patrick's Day? Did you do anything special?
So we had my wife took our two granddaughters to Disney on Ice and had a great time hanging out with them there. And then we had a family dinner. And, of course, we were in the parade down there and ran across some of your colleagues. And it was kind of your day.
It was?
Well, aren't you Irish?
No, I'm more Scotch. Ted's got some more Irish, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you got the old Macintosh over here in his kilt. It gives it away.
Yeah.
Were you out in your kilt on Saturday?
No, I was out. I had a little cocktail dress I wore. It's a joke. Come on, folks.
But it was pretty good weather. People had a great time. It was one of the largest attended parades we've seen down there in the Delano area, and had a lot of people out with their families. The weather helped with that, and everyone had a good time.
Yeah, people are ready for warmer weather, ready for spring.
Yeah, so we saw that yesterday as I was raking leaves and doing lawn work. My wife walked Sedgwick County Park, and she said it was just absolutely packed.
Oh, yeah.
The zoo over there was overcrowded, busting at the seams. People were eager to get out and enjoy the weather.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be pretty good here this week. Spring starts Wednesday. All right. Mayor, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted right here on KNSS. I bet he's getting a little tired of talking about the stadium.
Well, I mean, somebody apologetically asked him a question last week, and he said, I love talking about the stadium. Yeah. He said, I love talking about progress and the things we're doing. He says, keep asking questions.
It's going to happen. All right, 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. He's going to talk about Boeing looking at a software fix for the troubled 737. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.